For the first time, low-income adults without children will be eligible for Medicaid, specifically adults within 138% of the poverty level, so someone making just under $16,000.
These are folks that are uninsured, so they tend to get treatment, show up in emergency rooms.
State Senator Heather Staines, a Democrat from Chicago, says the ER isn't the appropriate place. She says many times the ailments patients go to the hospital for could have been prevented if they had a primary care doctor.
We will be enrolling them in care coordination programs where they'll be assigned to a primary care physician and a site, someplace to go outside of the emergency rooms. So the hospitals won't have to provide uncompensated care, and, you know, we should be keeping people healthier.
Illinois estimates 342,000 residents will enroll within the next few years, with the federal government picking up much of the tab. Still, critics are skeptical the feds will keep that promise. They fear Illinois will be stuck taking on additional costs it can't afford. I'm Amanda Vinicky.